All right, we are going to try something new today. I am recording. I got two phones here. I got one strapped to my mirror. So I'm going to put this video on YouTube. And then I'm actually doing a podcast right now on my Anchor app on my other phone. Because a lot of this stuff that I talk about can be twofold. I've already been doing videos for new construction salespeople, for potential customers out there as well. This one's going to actually check all three boxes. So this is good information if you, as a potential person that's going to be building a home, is looking for a lot. You, as the person helping this customer find a lot, whether you're a realtor or you're selling new construction homes, this is going to pertain to all three angles here. So what we're going to talk about today is buying vacant land and what to look for. If you're buying vacant land in a subdivision, there's not as much to be cautious about compared to if you're buying land that's not in a subdivision. For example, if you're buying a lot in a subdivision, there may be some homes that are already built in this neighborhood. So you could talk to the neighbors and ask them if they've had any issues. You know, when they were digging the hole, did you encounter any water issues? Does your sump pump run often? You know, those would be questions to ask to see if that is somewhat of a wet area, somewhere where you're going to have your sump pump running a lot. And not that that is a do not buy. It's just something that you want to know. If you're building a house there and you know that your sump pump's going to be running all of the time, then you're probably going to want to put in two sump pumps or a battery backup or some type of a system to handle that. But if you're in a subdivision, the lots are typically fully improved. So they've got sewer, water, gas, and electric. Or if there's no municipal water there, they've got sewer. Maybe you need to do a well. But these are all things that are easily determined in a subdivision. So if you're writing an offer on a lot in a subdivision, you still want to have contingencies. You know, number one, you want to make sure that the house you are looking to build is going to fit on that lot. That's probably one of the biggest concerns that I hear from people is how do I know that my house is going to fit? And for somebody who is not thinking about building for maybe a year or so, but they want to purchase their property now, they're just wanting to make sure that what they do want to build down the road is going to fit on the property. So how do you determine that? Well, your builder or your real estate agent can get in touch with a surveyor. Typically, with a subdivision, there's going to be a plat that is already out there. This plat shows dimensions, it shows where easements are. Then your builder can take and also send over a blueprint. He could kind of get a little bit of information from you regarding the type and size of home you think you might be building. So say you've got five kids, you know, you're not going to be building for 2 years, you don't know exactly what you want. But you know you want a ranch and you've got five kids. Okay, I can kind of take and say, all right, we're going to need to do a 2,500 square foot ranch. I can take a blueprint for one that we've recently built, look and determine that footprint is 80 feet wide. Okay, 80 feet wide, you need to have another 20 feet to work with on top of whatever the width of the house is because you've got side yard setbacks that usually total up to 20 feet. Now I know my lot needs to be at least 100 feet wide. So that's how I can determine if that's going to work or not. And the surveyor, if he has sent this blueprint and he has sent the plat, he can simply take and do a drawing, show the foundation of that house on the lot, and now you know for sure that it's going to fit there. So what are some concerns for lots that are not in subdivisions? Well, we recently had a transaction. It's actually closing tomorrow, and this property is completely wooded. It's a 1 acre property, completely wooded. So it's really hard to go out there and to walk the property. In fact, we kind of had to like walk around the property to get a look at it. This property does not have sewer or water, so it will need a mound and a well. And there were houses built on both sides of the property, but there was a lot of investigation that needed to go on for this property, and an acre is a large property. But if you have to put a mound septic system, which can be, you know, 75 feet long by, you know, 30-35 feet deep, that's a pretty good chunk of yard that takes up. So if you are looking to build, you know, a house and maybe a separate garage, a separate outbuilding, we really got to make sure that everything's going to fit there. And in this case, that's what they wanted to do. So, number one, we had some concerns that there could be soil issues with the property. And I only came to that determination because the property was all wooded. And I actually talked with one of the neighbors who lived next door, and he said that his sump pump ran quite a bit. So I said, okay, we're going to have to make this offer contingent upon us being able to go out there and dig test holes. And I'm not just talking, you know, bringing a shovel out to the job site and digging test holes. I'm talking the excavator comes out there with his mini excavator and he snakes through the woods because it was a wooded lot. He goes into the area in which we are going to be building a house, and we'll kind of have that area already staked out. I'll throw four stakes in the property showing where the you know, the possible foundation would sit, and then the excavator can go out there and dig holes 9 feet down. And that way we know if we dig a hole and we get 3-4 feet down and it starts filling up with water, we've got an issue. Ideally, we want our basement floor to be above the high water mark. So if you're digging down and you get 3 feet down, that's where the high water mark is, and that's not a good thing. So that was contingency number one. That one ended up checking out. No worries there. Number two, the mound was already platted to be on the lot, on the back of the property, but it was about 50 feet off the back property line. And we want to fit a house and a separate outbuilding, and then have the mound on the back of the property. It wasn't going to work unless we were going to be able to push that mound back closer to the rear lot line. So that was contingency number two, buyer approving the placement of the mound. So what we did is we had our septic guy go out there, and he was able to, he actually was the one that did the original soil test out there. He was able to go out there and determine, you know what, we could scoot this back another 20 feet. All right, contingency number two, everything checks out there. That was perfect. If we were able to get another 20 feet, that gave us the room that we needed. Number three was finding out if there were any types of covenants or restrictions for this neighborhood. So this wasn't a subdivision, and this subdivision was probably developed, you know, 50 years ago. And a lot of times neighborhoods that were developed back then don't have covenants and restrictions. But one thing we needed to know was above and beyond the governing town there, who has a local ordinance that says how far off of the street you can set your home, was there a covenant or restriction in place that stated we had to be a certain amount off the road? Because that overrides what the town governs. So basically, the town says you can have your home, you know, 35 feet off of the street if you want. But if a covenant and restriction says the setback is 50 feet off of the street, you've got to be 50 feet off of the street. Now, again, because of what we were trying to do on this property, it wasn't going to work if we had to set the home back a certain amount. We needed to be able to bring it in as close to the road as possible. So we had to call a title company in that area who was able to locate and find out if there are any covenants and restrictions. So that's a tip for you. If you are looking for any information on a lot that isn't on the listing, call a local title company and they can access that for you. Again, in this case, everything checked out there. So now all of our contingencies checked out. Everything is good to go. We know that when it comes time to build them their home, we're not going to have any unforeseen issues because we already checked all of our boxes, did the due diligence. And that's really what you have to do. You do not want to buy a property and then find out that you can't do what you want to do on it. Or buy a property and find out that, you know, when they're digging the basement, you've got soil issues, and it's going to cost another, you know, $12,000 to rectify these issues. These are all things that can be determined up front. So that's what I wanted to talk about pertaining writing a lot offer. There's different things to check for if you're building in a subdivision or if you're building on raw land. Please leave me a comment, leave me a review, give me a thumbs up, share this. If you've got any questions about purchasing land, I can definitely help you out there. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for your time. God bless.